my wife the other day, because it came on the radio. And I'm like going, and she's like, "Who's this?" I'm like, "Oh, well, this is a track, and it was featured in this movie." And she's like, "What movie?" I go, "Well, you know, he also did Twin Peaks in the '90s, and you know, Damn Fine Cup of Coffee." She's like, "Who?" And I went, "Oh God, now I really gotta lower myself and explain the bottom end of this." Yeah, it's the it's the husband of one of those characters in Sex and the City, and then you hear, "Oh my God, this is so, that's so cool!" I'm like, yeah, there it is, there it is.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Age difference between the wife and I, perfect, right?
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it just dawned on me as you were explaining, like going, "Oh, okay, yeah, all right." It's still hard though, dude.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, because. My fear was well, I don't fear it anymore. I just don't care. I make fun of myself. But when you get on the mic and you're doing a quick read on something and you read a name like that, you go, "Oh." And then if you get like someone who actually is in the band go, "That's not how you say our band name." It's just like, "Oh, this whole interview is going to go right in the crapper right now."
Mm-hmm.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so funny though. So you sent me this email, which is cool, to Steel City Music, and you took it upon yourself to see if you could actually do the recording. But it sounds great. What was your fear of doing this on your own?
Well, it's really I've been in bands ever since high school, and I've been doing it, been playing forever. But I've been kind of toying around with recording my own stuff and writing my own songs, and kind of this is my first time where I've taken a project where I was the lead singer.
Right.
So I was just kind of, you know, like you just have that own. The doubt and like, can I actually do this? Do I have any business doing this?
Right,
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then now you put in. I'm like, then I also put it upon myself. I'm like, you know what? And I'm gonna produce it and mix it and master it and do everything myself. So it just sort of, you know, like, you know, you got a little overwhelmed, and you know, and but I just luckily like YouTube is a great resource, and I watched a million different engineers talk about mixing and just tried to. Get my chops up to a point where I was like,
sure.
Okay, I can put this out into the world and I'm not embarrassed.
Right. That does actually play on a lot of people's fears. I know I'm always marveled by how people can to do things like this, because I suffer from the whole anxiety thing too, where it's just like, "Oh man, can I do this?" Like, you know, and I've done some interviews with people like on the air afterwards. They said, you know, "Is there any way I can get the CDs back after the show from people? Because I don't think I want to put them out."
Oh,
you know,
really?
Yeah. Like, there is that level of, you know, like, oh my God, people are going to, like, listen to this and judge it, you know? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And have you sent any of the links out to, like, music reviewers yet? Or,
yeah, I've
had
a few.
That. Yeah. Because, you just said that it took you forever to, like, do I want to do this? I'm going to do this all myself. And then how someone review it, that might be a little bit too cutting for you, maybe?
At this point, I've kind of divorced myself from it, and I'm at the point where I can just put it out, and it is what it is. I stand by it and where I was at the time, like from my production standpoint. Now I feel like I'm a better producer, a better recorder.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
You know that, but I feel like that's always going to happen. But it's a nice timestamp of where I was. I made it pretty quickly. It was like I kind of started writing about 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
And then it took a while to kind of find my voice. So it's like the same story that you kind of hear from most musicians. And then but once I got it, it pretty much, I wrote the batch of songs, recorded, mixed, mastered it all in about 5 months or something like that.
Sure.
So it was pretty quick once it came. It just kind of took a while to get to that point. So now I've thrown it out there. There's like websites like SubmitHub where you send it to different blogs and whatever,
yeah.
And see if people want to review it. So I had a couple bites. I've had a radio station in North Bay play a couple tracks. Like one of the
great.
Guys seems to like the project a lot. So
yeah,
we're just kind of throwing it out there. And yeah, like the whole thing is like I'm actually a working musician, and that's how I make my money, like to live. So I'm a live player, and that's what I do. So I was really excited. I'm like, this is, and it's, you know, it's heavier music. It lends itself to live. So I was really like, "Oh, okay, I'm going to put this album out, and then I'm just going to start, just, you know, play my face off, and that's where I shine."
Right.
And then COVID happened, so now we're just kind of I'm just kind of like, "Well, let's put the record out and, you know, see if we can get something going." And
I'm not afraid to
You put out 6 songs on this EP. I guess is it? Wait a minute. Is this an album or is it an EP? Because we got 6 songs.
I call it an EP because okay. I mean the first song is really just like a little intro. It's barely a song. But right. So we'll call it an EP if we're gonna get technical.
Okay, so we'll call it an EP. You recorded all this at Niche Audio. Is that your home studio, or was that just an outside studio?
Yeah, that's actually at? it's me. So it's me. So what I did was I got the drums done at a studio called Ignition Audio in Niagara Falls.
Okay,
and had him. He gets really good drum sounds, so I got those from him. And then what I did was I just rented a cottage and did everything else in there. And then mixed it for my own home setup.
Yeah, that took you 5 months to pull all of this together.
Yeah, pretty much.
But there was no other like recording other tracks like guitar, bass. It was all just you at home, or that was it, and mixing in the cottage.
Yeah, so like I don't drum, so I had my buddy Zach drum for it, and then but I can do yeah. So I did all the guitar, bass, and the singing.
How did you feel when you were finished it and you played it for other people you play in bands with?
It's nerve-wracking, especially I sent it to some of my friends, and I play in another couple bands, and
you can say the other bands, it's all right, man.
Am I allowed to swear on the radio because it has a swear word in it?
Well, Dan, it's called a bleep. We could bleep
okay.
that.
All right, the band's called the Bats,
right?
And it's kind of like a surf punk thing with a female singer. So when I was sending, and those are like really good friends of mine, so I remember sending it to some of them. It's nerve-wracking at first, but I got good response, and they sort of, you know, they said great job, and you know, I mean, what are you going to say? It's terrible. I hate it,
but there's always the people in your friend groups and the people that you know will always say something like, it's good, but you could have did this.
Oh yeah, and you know what? You can say that for everything, and you can nitpick to death. Yeah. But at a certain point, you just got to let it go.
Yeah,
and it is what it is.
Dan, but, you said that you wrote a batch of songs, but there's only 6 here. Define batch for us. Was it like 24 songs? Was it 30? Was it 50? And then what was the process to get it down to the 6?
Okay, so the way I would describe is, I probably wrote, like I said, I probably wrote for 2.5 years. In that time, I don't even know. At over 50 for sure. And I had, but it was, you know, I was trying different things. I had like a full EP sort of demoed and recorded before that was a little more kind of had a more acoustic kind of feel, and then dark, I don't know, kind of ambient stuff. And so it was kind of more of a whittling down of like, what do I actually want it to sound like? And so once the first real song, Cold Cows, that's the second song on the album.
Yeah,
I wrote that real quick, and it kind of was like, yeah, that's it. Okay. And then so once I had that was my like signpost for the album, like, okay, this is sort of what it's going to be like. And then the other 5 songs came right after that. So it actually was they were not songs I was sitting on for a very long time. They were very of the moment, and I just sort of put them out after that. Searching for meaning, but they never find none. I stand and watch them fighting over the scraps. You bet on something, I'd be betting on that. We'll be right back.
And it all kind of, you set up the moment though, but when you played them all down at these six songs and you listened to it, it was cohesive enough for you in your thinking.
Yeah, and it's of a heavier nature, but there's also some sort of ambient. I like kind of, you know, trippy psychedelic stuff too.
Sure.
So I mean, this is a total solo thing for me. So I wanted to kind of have, I mean, every project I got to have some sort of markers to keep it in place, but I want to be able to go, if I want to go super heavy, I'll go super heavy. But if I want to go light and a little more melodic that way, it's, you can go that way. I kind of want to be able to do what I want.
Right.
Not put too many limitations on it.
You don't want to be, you want to have the creativity and freedom to be able to step outside of what you're normally doing.
Yeah.
So people don't say, well,
just, Yeah, sorry not to step on you, but it's just me, and I guess like the fun of it is like I can do whatever I want. There's nobody, like when you're in a band, there's different opinions that you have to listen to, and everybody's got their own idea, and that's the beauty of being in a band, because you get different ideas and you put it together and it makes something that you would never do on your own. But then when you're on your own, I'm like, I don't have to wait for anybody. I can just go
just
do what I want.
Yeah.
If I feel like doing this, I can just do this.
Yeah.
And I've built up a skill set now that I can turn this around pretty quickly. So now it's really fun for me to just have the ability to do it.
Where are we at now? You're sending it out to people. People are listening. You said, you know, you're getting a little bit of traction in radio. People are starting to discover
that.
Yeah, it's going to start.
It takes time, yeah.
It does, yeah. But once that gets going, before we even did the recording, you and I were like talking about, because you were asking me, how are you doing this recording? And I gave you a quick background on how I'm doing all of this from my house. And you admitted to me that you're a bit of an audiophile. What are the steps are you going to take if you're going to do this via live? Because by nature, and how you make your money is, you're a live player, you play with different bands, that sort of thing. Well, right now, we're not sure how, I mean, we definitely know there'll be no giant concerts. There'll be no sports in 2020 for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's very limited. So given the fact that you're from the St. Catharines area, there's only so many clubs to play in that area. There's only in Southern Ontario. Are you going to put together a type of live show that can be put on the internet? Like through Zoom, that sort of thing. And what are some of the things about that interest you and that don't interest you?
Yeah, I've thought about it. The way the music is, it's very layered, and I love guitar interplay, and for me, it's all about like the two guitars, how they interplay with each other.
Right.
So I think really for the songs to make sense, I feel like it's got to be with a full band I have all the guys, and they're all good friends of mine and great players, and we're like, okay, let's start getting this, you know, let's figure out how to make this work live, because I've never actually, like, the weird thing about it is, like, aside from when I was practicing with the drummer, but it would just be like me on guitar and the drummer playing, and that was the closest I got to how it felt live. So I actually literally never played these songs with the full band and everything happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the capability that I could do something on a live, I wouldn't go live stream, because I just don't think the audio quality's there yet.
Right.
It's just really difficult to, I mean, your camera's phone, the microphones on your camera, or your phone, Jesus, are just not designed for live audio. So I would maybe toy with doing like record myself and put out a video of me doing something live, but I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
It almost sounds like if you were to do something, it would just actually be making videos for some of the tracks off of this digital album and releasing them that way.
Yeah, it would be like, I would like to maybe just get like a band together when we're all allowed to be in the same room, whenever that's allowed. And yeah, maybe do like a live video, and so you can see, you know, see how the band is. And like, I'm a musician. I like seeing, I want to see how someone pulls it off live. It's, to me, it's all about,
right,
how you pull it off live.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think that's something I'm exploring, but it really is a kind of, and I mean, I know we're kind of getting to the point where things are starting to open up a little bit, and they're starting to relax some of the restrictions. So as those get relaxed and all the guys in my band feel comfortable, we'll probably start putting things together and see if that might be a viable thing for now, because the live shows aren't going to be happening for a while. Hey, this is Dan from Six Men Get Sick. You can check out my stuff on Bandcamp or on any of the streaming platforms.
Listening to the radio. The Hawk is on the air at 101.5 FM.
We'll be right back. Dracula. 'cause I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take me out tonight, take me anywhere, I don't care, don't care, don't care. And in the darkened underpass I thought, oh God, my chance has come at last. But then a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask.
Star goes by, I'll hold it in my Days grow old, the nights grow cold. I wanna 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're hanging out with Gunnar here on Steel City Music. Website, steelcitymusic.ca. Go visit it. Lots of podcasts and interviews and all the other fun stuff. All the music that we air and interviews over on The Hawk and some of my own stuff and yada, yada, yada and all that other fun stuff. Now, this next artist is John Samuel. This guy is amazing, though I've never personally spoke to him. I feel like I know him. He's been in Wintersleep for years. I had one of his last albums given to me by a friend of mine, Paul Quigley, here out of Hamilton, Ontario, and he runs a small label. He said, you know, we just picked up John. He's touring with Wintersleep, but he's putting out his own stuff, and here's the album. And I went, okay, sure. And this was like years ago, right? And I just, for some strange reason, I put it on the back burner. I was like, I didn't listen to it, whatever. And then I stumbled across it when I was going through my music library and went, oh, this is actually really good. Wow, this guy's great. Spun it a couple times, put that to bed, right? And then recently I've been going on a Bandcamp tear of finding music to play for this show and for the website, that sort of stuff, because I'm trying to encourage people to look for different avenues to spend money on the artists. Like, you know, Spotify isn't going to make them any money and they can't tour because of COVID. So I've been saying, yeah, go to Bandcamp or go to the website and buy it from the directly. But I've been going to Bandcamp quite a bit. Anyway, I found John Samuel's new stuff, and he put this out in February called Dead Melodies. He actually released a single back in October of 2018, I believe. But on February of 2019, he released Dead Melodies. You can hear his influence on Wintersleep if you listen to Wintersleep. You can tell where he's some of the Wintersleep sound is coming out of him, what he contributes to them, and what he gets back from them as well, plus his own stuff as well, like his writing, his vocals, his guitar playing. It's just all great. I dig it. So, having said all those fun things, we're going to spin the entire album. Dead Melodies goes to Bandcamp, punch in John Samuel. He's a Halifax native. And check it out. If you like it, buy it, support him, that sort of thing, right? Because that's what we're here to do. Okay, so you're going to hear To Repel Ghosts, Sister of Cider, Modern Lovers, Welcome to the Machine, Lesser Evils, Johnny Panic, and the Bible of Dreams, which sounds like a very interesting song. Maybe I should interview him, get a hold of him. Heal to the World, and starting things off, we'll go with the title track, Dead Melodies, from John Samuel, here on Steel City Music.
Don't give us looks, stepping in and out of frame.